Do I need to say anything else? Okay.
Ernest?
Here.
Glinsman?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Ringo?
Here.
Steigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here. First is to approve the agenda. Do I have any?
So moved.
Okay, Elaine, second by Bethany. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign for those opposed. Okay, let's move to the consent agenda. We have a long consent agenda of 22 items. Are there anything for separate consideration tonight?
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda 1 through 22.
Thank you, Elaine, and thanks, Ivan, for the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, ayes have it. Under special presentation, we have several mayoral appointments. I believe everybody out there has the agenda, and we all have it up here. So I won't read all the names unless it's necessary. But they are all happen to be reappointments, and all people that are serving the city and very well in all these capacities. So I would look for an approval of all these appointments.
So moved.
Thank you, Elaine. A second? Who'd like to second?
Second.
Second, Ivan. Thank you. And this is just a straight vote. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And opposed, same sign. Okay. Next is presentation from the public. We limit this to a three-minute time period. And I do have a name here, John Murphy. And John, we will, if you're here to address number three on the new business, you could do it at that time, or you could speak now if you would like to.
I'll just wait and do it at that time.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Anybody else that would like to speak to the council? Okay, thank you very much. Claims and financials. First, the claims for June 20th. Kelsey, did anybody have any questions, or does anyone have any questions now?
I didn't really get any questions ahead of time, just more like clarification things about hotel motel. That conference was IO Tourism Conference that we're reimbursing the chamber for, but I would be happy to answer any other questions.
Does anybody have any questions about the claims? Anyone would like to make a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Elaine.
Second.
Second by Bethany. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Okay. Very good. Then the May financials.
Yes. So the total treasury cash and investments have increased from the end of April by $843,111. That gives us a May month-end balance of $11,385,303. I would also like to remind you guys that the budget amendment that we did in May is reflected in all of this, so things definitely look a lot better. After 11 months of operations, we are ahead of budget for revenue in the general fund by $351,762 due to our property tax revenue and local option sales tax. The airport by $7,634 due to our farm ground rent, and sanitation by $11,864 due to charges for services and merchandise sales. We're under budget for revenue in the road use fund by $20,903 due to transfers, the water fund by $101,059 due to charges for services, and the sewer fund by $161,586 due to charges for services. After 11 months of operations, our expenses are behind budget in all of our funds. The following line items are over budget currently, though. In the general fund, we're over budget for general insurance, repairs, vehicle operations, utilities, payments to outside entities, and staff development. The airport fund for general insurance, fuel, and telecommunications. Road use for street maintenance, seal coat program, vehicle operations, and mechanic supplies. The water plant for general insurance, utilities, building maintenance, meters, postage, credit card and debit card fees, and tech services. The sewer plant for general insurance, utilities, tractor purchase, vehicle operations, and biosolids application. And lastly, in sewer collection, we are over budget for the sewer maintenance, utilities, and heavy equipment lines.
Okay.
Are there any questions on the May financials?
Any questions?
I see Main Street is in the red.
Yes.
Anything we need to know about that?
They are aware. We are waiting. Couple of different things happen there. The revenue from the chamber was being put in the wrong place. So I had to reclassify that, and that is reflected here. We have not received our June payment from Main Street as of yet, but Sam is aware, and I'm hopeful that they will get this remedied before the end of June. We only have 2 weeks left. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll have to do a transfer from general fund again, like we have in the past. So I will keep in touch with her to make sure there's a plan there, and we will do our best.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Any other questions, concerns?
Okay. Motion to accept the financials.
Thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second?
Second that.
Ivan, thank you. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. I'm moving now to number one on our new business, the setting of salaries for the next fiscal year. Do you want to address this, Deanna, or... Is there any comments you would have? No?
I mean, I can. As you know, we did do 7%, and then there were a few employees that did get a little more. So, if you have questions or...
So there's another side of it. Okay.
So we're just... This is the final approval of what... We already approved.
Right.
Okay. And the budget for
next
year.
So for the budget for next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion that we approve these raises.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Bethany. Thank you. And this is a resolution, so we'll need a roll call.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. Very good. Next, number two, discussion and consideration of a fire department vehicle purchase. I see we have our fire chief here. Do you want to come and fill us in on anything?
You guys got a memo for me. So if you recall 2 years ago, I was here at the same time asking for a vehicle. Well, long story short, it got ordered, but it never got fulfilled. So it got canceled a few weeks ago. So here we are. It's unfortunate that the pricing has gone so high as it did, but I really worked really hard to try to find something that would fit our needs and stay budget-minded. So this is what I come up with. It's on the lot. It's in stock. It's ready. It's purchasing locally. So I thought that it fitted everything we needed. So I do propose that some of the difference in this money come from railroad funding. That being said, this truck will be used to pull the foam trailer that we will be coming back for, asking for railroad response. So this will be used for that. Currently, we don't have a pickup that would be able to do that. We'd have to utilize personal vehicles, so which we do already to a certain extent with our UTV to grass fires and rescues with that. So if you have any questions, I will answer them. But this is a long project that I'm wanting to put behind me that we can give. So you will see it does have some money in upfits. That was just an estimate this time. I'll try to stay under that. What if we don't use, we won't use.
Is this a gasser or diesel? Or?
It's a gas pickup. Yep. We have some diesels already and a pickup that's a diesel. And we do have a struggle with that sometimes because they do... It's more idling than they do running down the road, so that's why I decided to go through
it. And, I mean, your foam trailer is not that heavy stuff, not like you're hauling
the heaviest trailer we will pull is probably our technical rescue trailer. It's a pretty big trailer, but it'll
be a lot.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know the exact amount of the railroad funds we get?
Yes, I would like to talk about that really quickly.
Okay, perfect.
So we received $250,000 from them. After the quiet zone money, study money that we used, we have $222,855 left. And I also just want to remind you guys that the foam trailer that Brendan will be back for is money that's proposed to come out of this amount as well.
No.
Do you have a
I would say that's probably going to be around $55,000 by the time we purchase everything.
Okay. So you said we have
$222,855. Yes.
Okay, left. Okay. Okay. What are your thoughts?
Yeah,
questions?
It's any other questions?
Yeah.
Well, it bothers me that we're having to utilize personal vehicles for it, for now. That isn't good.
And I will say too, since we've changed our response, the way we respond, we used to respond to the scene with personal vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've built the new station and moved into that, we have changed our response, where everybody responds to the fire station. They get their gear, they leave all their dirty gear here also, and they go to the scene and a vehicle. Well, right now, the way we're set up, we don't have a vehicle to transport them. We had an F-150 before, but when we started our medical response unit, that pickup went to just strictly medical only. So we didn't use that before, but we don't use that for transporting firemen anymore.
Okay.
So 16,475 would come out of the...
Yeah, that's the difference.
Okay.
There's some money set aside already from when we purchased this.
43,525,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I note that in here, too.
Oh, okay. So that's what we had set aside.
Yeah, well, there was already 43,525 approved 2 years ago. Yeah.
Right.
That money has just been sitting there,
sure,
waiting for a truck. So really, the difference you're looking at is $16,475.
Well, really, this comes from the railroad. The money is to be used in conjunction with the railroad. This would be used in the event of a catastrophic event.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I think it's money well spent. I think this is the way to go.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's noticed, but they're already pushing a lot more trains through town.
Yes,
oh,
they
yeah.
are.
I've seen them.
So.
I just think here again we need to be proactive and not reactive as we were in the previous fire event with foam. So I think this is the perfect beginning of our proactive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is, and I will say too that if this pickup's just one part of the pickup foam
the
trailer
puzzle.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
The foam trailer, I am working in conjunction with IRE. We have foam on hand already,
uh-huh.
so we will not need to purchase foam to put on our
yes.
trailer. We have that on hand already.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and he's been really good to work with. So we'll work through that when we get there.
All right. So would anybody like to put that in the form of a motion?
Motion to approve the purchase of a 2023 Ram 2500
Tradesman
pickup.
Okay.
Second.
And a second by Elaine. And this is just a simple vote, isn't it? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Okay.
Thank you very much, Council.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for all you do.
All right. All right, next is a discussion and consideration of a resolution setting a public hearing for the voluntary severance of certain properties. And I believe Mr. Murphy, is this where you'd like to speak?
Yeah, John Murphy here to speak on behalf of my parents, Keith and Sarah. What's happening here, we've got 6A lots are considered, lots 2A through 7A. They're landlocked. They are not worth building because there's a creek that goes through the center of it, so they're basically wasted land to the city. They're in the city proper right now. I'm asking that we have a voluntary severance and put them back in the county with the farm versus being in the city. property tax it's gonna amount to is, I don't know, $20 or less to the city. Probably gonna save you money with the paperwork that goes on with it. You should have paperwork from the county assessor, who also believes it's a good idea to put it back in the county. I haven't talked to anybody yet that seems to think it's a bad idea, but I'm here to see if anybody thinks it's a bad idea.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Kevin, do you have any to offer?
I just was going through the process. It's just the same process as the annexation, so the hearing would be on the 18th of July, so we're just following the same process you would for an annexation, except it goes the other way. So, mm-hmm.
So basically, if nobody shows up, it just...
The council, all we'd have to approve it, the council would approve a resolution after a public hearing at that meeting, and then we record it, Secretary of State's office, and with the county and everything, and that would be it.
Okay, so you're looking at July?
July 18th is the public hearing on that. We have to follow to get the right time frames on the state code. That would be the hearing. Yep.
Okay. And then after that, it goes to, can it be done same day?
We have to sign everything. Probably it would be done that week we approve it. You might have city taxes for this year, but then next year.
Not worried about that. Yeah. Just wanting to clean it up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it would be done almost immediately.
Do you see any issues with it? Does anybody see that there'd be an issue?
I get that's a council question, yeah. But I was just going through the procedure.
No,
so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a map.
And this is your recommendation.
I think when I wasn't here when the subdivision went through, those are going to be attached to the lots, and so I don't know what happened and they didn't get attached. So I don't see any issue from our standpoint.
Yeah, from mom and dad's standpoint, it just cleans it up from a legal standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's all in one property again.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming. And so we need to consider this resolution.
Yep.
Motion to approve the resolution setting public hearing for the voluntary severance of certain properties.
Okay.
Second
from Elaine. And this is a resolution. So Sally, call the roll.
Moore.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Steigers.
Yes.
Ernest.
Yes.
Glinsman.
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes. Okay, so the hearing will be on the 18th of July. Okay. All right, next thing is public hearing on the proposed Washington East Commercial Urban Renewal Plan. And let's see. Deanna, would you like to... I think we know what this is, but fill us in with what's been happening.
So I had to go, since this property is not in the city limits currently, we had to get a joint agreement approved by the supervisors. So I attended the supervisors meeting this morning and it got approved unanimously. And that's what was laying on in front of you. That was
everybody
not in the
got
packets.
This.
Yeah. Okay. So this is just a formality to hold the public hearing for the urban renewal plan to get it so we can move forward with the development agreement for the hotel project.
Okay. So this is the public hearing?
Yes.
Right now?
Yep.
Do I have to do something like open the public hearing?
You have to open
hearing?
It.
Okay. I hereby open the public hearing. Is that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have to do anything else?
Do I make a motion?
Motion.
We need to vote on it?
I make a motion.
You'd have to have a motion to close the hearing,
right.
Correct?
It's already open.
Not to, it's open. You guys can see if anybody wants to have any discussion.
And we don't actually then make a motion.
The next item has to do
with the motion.
Is the resolution to go with this hearing.
Okay. All right. So, anybody else have any other comments?
We received no comments from the public.
Thank you. So... who would like to make a motion to close the public
hearing?
I'll
make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thank you. Elaine, second?
I'll second that.
Ivan, thank you. Sally, call the roll.
Rangel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay, now we have discussion and consideration of this resolution. And you can see the building and zoning... approved it. There was no objection from the school or the supervisors?
No, so we had a, also do a consultation meeting, inviting the supervisors and the school district, mm-hmm. and no one showed up.
Okay, so.
Which is pretty typical.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I assume we plan to pull this into city limits at some point?
Yes, yes.
Can
we
you
just,
explain why we're doing it? It seems backwards to me, but I don't
Because we wanted to get the ball rolling with the urban renewal and getting the development agreement going. Because they needed to know that we approved that due to help with financing and the investors.
Okay.
And so then the annexation will come to us at a later time.
Yes,
okay.
Okay. Good question, Bethany. So we have a resolution on the table. Anybody have any questions? It's a lot of paperwork.
So there's two resolutions, right? 5 and 6.
The 6 is an ordinance setting sets the base value of the TIF district.
Okay. I just had a question about the 10 years of no taxes.
Okay.
I just was curious, when did that start? Does that start now?
Starts whenever we certify it. And we're not certain, we probably won't certify it this year. We may certify it next year. So we certify TIF in December.
Okay.
Mm.
So you're looking at December of 24?
Probably, yes.
Okay. All right. So we have a resolution in front of us.
So,
anyone have questions?
So the resolution is? How do I word this? I'll make a motion.
It's a long description.
It's a bond council that did it, so you have long titles.
So
you can just
resolution determine an area of the city to be an economic development area and the rehabilitation, conservation, redevelopment, development, or a combination thereof. Such an area is necessary in the interest of the public health.
So you're adding this to the urban renewal area for a short version of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And the plan amendment.
Yeah.
It's a long one.
It's a long one. I didn't know where to cut off, what to do.
Okay, thank you, Elaine, for the motion. Do I have a second from anybody? Who'd like to second it?
I can second that. Second.
Okay, Ivan. And it's a resolution, so Sally, call the roll.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay, now we move on to the first reading of an ordinance providing that general property taxes levied each year on all property located. Well, okay. That's a long thing.
Yeah.
So this basically just says we're going to get the taxes and it'll go into a special fund and that the school district and county doesn't get certain monies because we're getting them.
Okay.
This is something every year?
This is TIF.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Right,
TIF,
like all our other TIF projects.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay. So.
Motion to approve the first reading of the ordinance.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. So, and this is an ordinance, so we got to do the roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Great. Number 7 on the agenda. Now we're on to the library makerspace. Discussion and consideration of a resolution to provide for a notice of hearing and letting on proposed plans for the library makerspace. And I see we've got our librarian here. Welcome.
So just one thing to note.
Yes.
Not that it really matters, but on the actual notice to bidders on the second page in the third full paragraph, it says that they could receive full or partial sets of bidding documents, printed copies for $100 deposit. Actually, they're not going to charge that, so all that will be scratched out.
And this is on
the third page or the second page of the actual bidding notice.
Oh, okay.
Fourth paragraph.
Yeah, third full paragraph, or fourth, if you. In the middle where it says, by paying a deposit of $100 each for each set, bidders, blah, blah, blah. That will be all removed because they're not going to charge a deposit.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Well, Carrie Ann, would you like to talk about this?
We are nearing the end of putting construction documents together for this project. And so this is simply a resolution calling for the public hearing on July 18th for us to go ahead and move forward with putting this project out to bid and getting it finalized. So we're at a good spot.
Good.
Right on schedule.
Wonderful.
Glad to answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah. Anybody have questions?
No.
It's a very exciting project. Did I see somewhere where they were said when it might be finished? Did they get?
If everything goes on schedule at this point for bidding and awarding the contract, construction could start as early as September. However, because this is an indoor project, that might be something that contractors might be interested in looking for a winter project when they're working inside. We are saying that while they could start in September, the final finish date is at the end of March.
Okay.
However, if someone would start in September and work right through the project, we anticipate that construction will be about 12 to 16 weeks.
Okay.
So they did start in September, work through that. We could be done with the construction of the maker space by the end of the calendar year.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that we'll be open right then, because we still will have furniture to install and equipment to install and train on.
Okay.
But I would guess by this time next year we will be open one way or the other.
Awesome. Great. Does anyone have any questions?
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution for a notice of hearing of letting for proposed plans.
Okay.
Second.
Second by Isla. Okay. This is a resolution, so Sally, call the roll, please.
Lensman? Yes. Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Stivers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. Making progress. That's great. Number eight. Discussion and consideration of a resolution authorizing levy assessment and collection costs to the Washington County Treasurer. For
I'll make a motion to accept the resolution to authorize levy.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine.
Who's second that.
Second by Ivan. This is a resolution, so Sally, call the roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Stigers? Ernest?
Yes.
Lensman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Moving on, number nine, another discussion and resolution authorizing tax abatement for the Washington Urban Revitalization Plan for Four Circle Drive. And there's the application here. This is new construction duplex, I believe.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we accept this.
Okay, thanks, Elaine. You're busy tonight.
Second.
And second by Bethany. And this is a resolution, so Sally, call the roll.
Ringel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Lensman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Number 10 is another resolution authorizing tax abatement. This is for 120 East Main, which is the Griner Building. I would like to suggest that we take no action on this one. They are tentatively planning on renovating the fire-damaged area and also adding into the second story, but according to what Deanna tells me, they haven't officially announced it yet. So rather than approving it and then they decide not to go through with it, we think maybe it's best to wait and not table it, but just take no action.
Right.
Is that right?
Because by the time the next meeting happens, hopefully it's been announced, so then we can go ahead and approve it.
Okay.
Okay. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Agreeable with everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to number 11. That's the awarding of bid to Kiwash Trail crack filling ceiling project. And that is, let's see, yes, there's a memo from Nick, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
It's nice that it came in under budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we want to protect the $100,000 we spent resurfacing it, so mm-hmm. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, do I
hear sounds like a motion.
Yep, I'll motion to approve the bid for the Kiwash ceiling project.
Okay.
Second.
All right, and second by Elaine. This is also, no, this is just a regular vote. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, same sign. Okay, ayes have it. Great. Maybe they can get that done this summer. Then we have a pay application number 6 for the Country View subdivision for DeLong Construction. In the memo, you have the whole cost. MSJ is paying a portion of it, and the city's portion is the $258,000. So I think that this is fairly cut and dry. I went out and drove around on those roads, and I can get through now. It's looking good. Houses are coming up.
And this was all a part of our agreement, correct? This
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
right.
Okay.
I'll make
ahead.
A motion to pay application number 6, County Public Scope Division, DeLong Construction for $258,939.80.
All right. Thanks, Ivan. Who would like to second that?
I will.
All right. Thank you, Elaine. And this is just a straight vote, so those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Okay. Great. Next is the third and final reading of an ordinance amending utility rates. And we have the papers again right here in front of us. Ordinance.
Oh,
I know.
Well, third and final reading of the ordinance. We
right.
accept the third and final reading.
Who would like to jump in? And
I'll make the motion.
All right. Thanks, Bethany.
Amending
utility
rates.
And
hurts
me. Elaine wants to second. Okay. And this is an ordinance, so call the roll, Sally.
Isla?
Yes.
Ernest, sorry.
Moore.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Stigers.
Yes.
Youngquist.
Yes. Okay.
My apologies.
That's all right. Okay. Number 14, discussion and consideration of the first reading of an ordinance amending the code, adding stop required signs out on the in the new Country Club View subdivision. So I went out there today and they are up. So are there three?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I guess I only saw two, but okay. So this is an ordinance. So anybody have any questions about this? I think it's
make a motion we approve.
All right, thank you. Elaine?
I'll second that.
Ivan, second. This is an ordinance, so let's call the roll.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. On to number 15, discussion and consideration. This is a first reading amending Chapter 69 parking regulations downtown. There's a memo here with it. Just allowing people to park in the middle of the street while the street cleaning happens.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only thing, right?
To amend 6911, and that's actually already happening. It just wasn't in the code.
Okay, just adding that.
Right.
What is that?
I make a motion to approve the first reading of an ordinance amending the municipal code of the city of Washington.
All right, thank you, Ivan. Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Bethany, thank you. This is an ordinance, so Sally, call the roll, please.
Moore?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Now we're back on to old business. The first thing was amending the employee handbook, but there was a memo from Deanna saying that maybe this would be better done at a later time. So you can just leave that on the table. And number two is a discussion and consideration of a resolution for the quote for the alley project behind along Marion Avenue Baptist Church. And you have a memo here and some quotes. Do we need a motion to untable?
Motion to untable.
Thank you, Bethany.
Also, is this number two?
Second.
Second. All those in favor? No. Call the roll?
It's a roll call.
It's a roll call. There you go.
Rangel?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. Now we can discuss and... is there someone here from the church?
I have
this. Oh, good. Should we, how should we handle this? Let him talk or?
I would let him have him talk.
Okay, come on up to the podium. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm Abe King, Associate Pastor, Marion Avenue Baptist Church, also in charge of many of the projects taking place there.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly, I wasn't here for the last council meeting regarding this when it was tabled, but here again, as it's been put back forth to be considered. Basically, I think you all have the quotes there. We just are, we're requesting to this alley to be repaired. We obviously, as a church, in agreement to contribute money towards that to get it repaired. Obviously, we understand that during our construction, we did damage quite a considerable amount of that, and so that's why we're contributing to that. And so I'm just basically trying. We got the quotes in for that. It basically, it's the west section of the alley. It only goes about halfway down the alley. So my understanding of those quotes came in. I think you guys all have those. And then also, I think what was tabled was a consideration. Because it was a consideration of tying in our downspout to the storm drain so that wouldn't be an issue in the wintertime, things of that nature for safety consideration. So J.J. Bell, the city, went ahead and got the ball rolling with the quotes on that, obviously understanding that that portion is going to come at church cost, and we understand that and fully accept that. But once again, just wanted the project to continue to move forward so that I can get done quickly as our finish date on our building is coming around the corner. We just want to make sure that it's all... squared away and safe to use.
Okay. So we have in here, I remember the discussion about repairing the alley and tying into the storm sewer. I didn't recall a discussion about the concrete in front of the building.
That's part of it. So the alley, right in front of our building, it kind of butts up against our sidewalk. And so as we were constructing the building, we did damage the alley.
When you say the concrete in front of the new building, what...
I'm sorry.
The north side?
I misspoke. I'm speaking directly about the alley. Yeah. So the concrete of the alley, we damaged.
Right.
That's what I meant when I said that.
Okay.
So we need the back side of the building right up against the alley.
So when you're on this paper, when you're saying the front of the new building, you
this
really
is a
mean
memo
actually from the alley.
You mean the alley?
Yes. Yeah.
Ah, okay. All right. That's
so the reason I'm the confusion on that is that for us, because we walk from this building to this building, it kind of is like our main entrance. So we
view it as kind of like our front.
But actually, yes, that's true.
So the church is planning to replace the sidewalk on the north side of the building.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. All right. So, okay. Yeah, that
there was a
we
lot
had
of confusion about
some
that.
Confusion about that. So, okay. All right. Council, what questions do you folks have?
Well, first, budget. Let's get down
to it'll be have to be after July 1st, so it'll be in fiscal year 2024.
Okay.
And, I mean, we didn't budget for this, of course, because we weren't planning on doing this when we did the budget. But,
yeah.
I mean, it is something that does need to be done. I mean,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
the west, the east end of that alley is, I mean, we can probably do that, but it is pretty bad. I mean, it's cracked in like a million places, and
okay.
It looks really bad.
So the church, okay, the church will be responsible for how much?
The 10,000.
The 10,000, and then we're responsible for the 14,800.
Right.
Okay.
So, and the quote here from Brody Construction for $24,000, is that just for half of the alley?
The section that we plan to do.
The half, the
yeah,
west half.
Half or three, two-thirds or...
Okay. So west.
200 feet, actually.
200, west 200
yeah.
feet. Okay. And so the church is planning to cover the cost of tying into the downspouts...
Mm-hmm.
And pay 10,000 of the cost for the 200 feet of alley.
Yes.
So the downspout part is not in this bid.
It was.
We got quotes.
Yeah,
because we
three.
Were kind of the JJ was directed to do that. But that is on that 100% is that cost on that, not us.
Right.
Okay.
And so
what we're approving is the 24,900 minus the 10,000.
Right.
Yeah. So
yes.
14,272.50. And so, do we know where that would come out of next year's
budget?
It
would come out of road use.
Road use. Okay. In. Okay. 20.
And with that coming out of road use, is.
How is the road use fund
yeah.
working?
I mean, our road use fund is one of our better funds.
Oh, okay.
I think for like street maintenance, we have 13 or 14,000 budgeted for next year. So basically, this will be our money for next year.
Oh, for the road
Ooh,
use.
But
okay.
Other questions, comments?
There were two bids on that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there were?
Yeah,
on the alley?
Yep.
Yeah, so you have the one
Coleman.
From Brody, and then the
oh,
other
yeah.
one is in the email.
And then Brody.
Coleman.
They were just a little more, like
$700
more.
$700
yeah.
almost.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the alley is in really rough shape, so the work needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Just stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't.
But. I guess I'm still a little confused with, number one, if they're paying for it, we didn't need to even see the downspout thing, probably.
Yeah. We really didn't, but you guys did request that we got quotes, so
mm-hmm.
that's what JJ went and got quotes.
Okay.
I think maybe you guys just wanted to know what it was going to cost.
Okay, so what you're saying in the best case, we're paying for, we're replacing the alley from Marion to B, and they're putting in 10,000 towards that cost.
Not the whole alley. We're not doing the whole alley.
200 feet of it.
Okay, but that's what it says.
Well,
in the best case here.
Well,
which alternative one?
Alternative
two
is what we previously discussed.
Yes.
So we're just doing the west end of the...
Right.
So...
200 feet.
Is that to where those cars park there on the north side and the alley?
Yeah, approximately.
Yeah.
There's a corner
live
there and there's cars that park back there.
The lawyer's office uses that every day as a back entrance to the lawyer's office. And there's also tenants that live above there.
Okay.
They have that.
Okay.
Even they use the east side. They drive there all the multiple times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're talking about obviously the west portion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it will affect them, I mean obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Does the replacing part including that hole where the
Windstream
has we are still trying to work with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, for 15 years actually. I'm not sure what they're
Do you know what's in there?
We're not leaving that, are we?
Well...
Hopefully not.
I mean,
hopefully
back a cement truck up there and fill that hole in. My gosh.
I bet it.
You heard the woman.
it's time. Jeepers.
Yeah.
Well, Rich could threaten doing that and see if they would move any faster.
Yeah. Well,
they've only filed bankruptcy at least two times since the 15 years started.
Well,
not
I mean,
exactly
it's a horrible hazard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what are your thoughts? Where do you want to go?
Well, it would be nice to address that issue while we're doing this project. So
mm-hmm.
I don't.
We're trying to get a hold of a contact that we can call and get somewhere. But
and if they just continue to not respond, then
no. I mean, he's been trying for 15 years.
Your paper headline.
Yeah.
So if we fill that concrete in 1 week.
Remember the behind the fire station, we had some issues with them too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And how did you finally get that attention?
We got a hold of somebody, and I think I threatened them.
Oh. Okay.
Like
can
better
can
there we go.
Yeah.
The new project.
I said we would move the lines if they didn't want to.
Yeah.
So
if we, with that being said, we're in the middle of making a fairly large decision. Do we make the decision now, or do we get an answer about Windstream? I mean, what is the protocol here? I mean, I want to do the right thing, but I also don't want to have to do something twice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that make sense
yes.
to everybody? I'm ready to go after Windstream and not mess with them. We need to be firm. So, what is your recommendation at this point?
Well, I think we just go forward, and if we'll give them like 30 days to get it, or we'll. We'll do the same thing we did that said last time. The last one that finally worked was we're going to move your lines for you if you don't. So then they did it. So maybe we just say we're going to cover this up unless you come and fix it
okay.
the way you want it. Because I'm assuming they need a, whatever, was that a handhole or a, whatever that thing?
Well, yeah, they got a box.
Box, okay, with the.
It's broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just got to unbolt that and put a new one on.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
So, but otherwise, I think. You know?
Okay.
We have control of the right-of-way. The alley is the right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
They really, they can stall all they want, but I would say we just cover it up if they don't do it. We'll give them some time, because obviously it's going to take some time to get the project
mm-hmm.
going too, but...
Mm-hmm.
Can we assess them the cost of what we do?
Well, I would try to recover that cost, yes.
Okay. Because I believe that if we're going to do this, let's do it right.
Yeah, you don't want to.
And then I want to definitely get our costs back, just because they are a conglomerate or whatever you want, a corporation, whatever. It's not right.
They have the right to be in the right of way by federal law, but we have the right to control our right of way. So.
That's right, and they
it's
can't
a hazard.
Mess it up. It is
yep.
a hazard,
yep.
and we need to. We
yep.
need to be firm with that.
So
as well.
I think if you want to approve the way you've got this laid out, prove it with the caveat that we're give them notice, and if they don't do it, we'll just cover it up.
Right.
And when they need to get back into it, they'll have to figure it out themselves.
And then pay us back if they have
well,
to.
Well, if they, I mean, when they tear up the street, they have to put it back themselves.
That's
anyway.
that is, yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, I think we most definitely need that caveat in that
yep.
as
okay.
well.
So that could be your next assignment, Kevin.
I think see if I can find the same guy.
Yeah, there you go. So then back to the cost.
As much as I don't like the cost, I think it's something we need to do. It came up. I make a motion that we accept with the caveat that we get a hold of Windstream.
Okay.
I'll second that.
And that we, do we accept the quote from Coleman?
Yes, you accepted the quote from Coleman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that, and with...
Alternative two.
Number two.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
I know. So alternative?
This just so this clarity too, when you say caveat,
it's,
we're moving forward.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we're just saying we'll cover it up.
Yeah.
It'll actually make it better.
I can't get a hold of him, so I'm sorry.
Need to be firm with them, and if they don't take care of it, we're going to take care of it. Because I don't want to...
Well, it's going to be a nice project. It's going to have a dang hole right in the middle.
Yeah, we've got...
Mm-hmm.
There's... Let's...
Yeah.
I don't believe in just...
Mm-hmm.
leaving things hanging. We need to become firm with this company. And whatever it is, then we'll take care of it one way or the other.
And so we're moving forward with alternative two. Is that right? So that Mary...
Yes. Here,
Mary,
let me... I got all...
Right, it's at the bottom of that page right there.
So it'd be the...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just pulling up the resolution and just the...
And so are we also then accepting the bid from...
Yeah,
Coleman?
The resolution accepts the quote from Coleman.
Okay.
Which was the lower of the two by $700.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And do you want to... Do we need anything more in that resolution or that...
The way I have it written right now for clarification is to approve the resolution as presented with notice to Windstream to fix the hole in the alley.
Is that?
Yep.
As resolution as... But the resolution doesn't really say who's paying what. Should we put that in there?
You can do that. Yeah, so it would be
like
a contribution of $10,000 from Marion Avenue Baptist Church, and they would put the they would hook the storm in at their
mm-hmm.
cost.
And then they would pay $10,000
towards
the street paving, and the city would assume the rest.
Yep.
Okay. That sound good?
Yep.
All right. So, do we have a second to that?
I'll second that.
Ivan, thank you. And then, as a resolution, Sally is still writing. That's right.
Stigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. All right. Very
thank
good.
You, council, appreciate it.
Look forward to seeing that this project completed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. Who's there?
Vacated building, we're still taking on.
Oh, yes, the vacant building code, we are still meeting as a committee. So that can stay tabled. Then, now we move into closed session.
Make a motion, we move into closed session.
Okay, so we need to say goodbye to everybody in the room.
Take the vote first, then they can leave.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. All right, so make the motion.
Uh-huh.
Bethany second it. And Sally, call the roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Glinsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Okay.
Stigers?
Yes.
Okay.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Okay.
Under which exception to Chapter 21 is this closed session to sign out?
Is it, what did you say?
Like which letter of
I?
Check?
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Thanks.